Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Oh, jeez. I heard the introduction, and I was chatting with Jason just before the class started, and I said, is that us? Yeah, that's us. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. And I just have a comment before we get started. This is very unsettling. This came to me in the middle of the night. And I don't know what this is, but I wake up and sit up in the middle of the night and it's like, whoa! If you've got a weak stomach, you might want to change that dial. All right, here we go. So here are some of our current conditions here in the United States. We have lost our moral compass. The great death has been unleashed upon us, COVID and the kill shots. Weather manipulation is at an all-time high, rapid freezing, 70-degree freeze downs. In 24 hours. Yesterday it was delightful. 6 days before it was -7. So we were just outside with just long sleeve shirts on, working on the farm. It was delightful. Sun was shining. No chemtrails. It's normal. But just about a week before, the rapid kill of plants, wildlife, livestock. We lost a calf, froze to death. -7 degrees. Mama thought that she needed to deliver that newborn. She delivered it slightly prematurely. It was too cold. She panicked. She hid in the woods. We couldn't find her. Calf died. We have food shortages. We have animal feed shortages. We have homosexuals invading our school systems and government. We have transvestites and degenerates running the show. The GDP is accepting the moral decay. We have massive snowstorms, ice storms, and flooding. We have an electric car mandate. People who don't know about science are mandating that the rest of us buy electric cars. We have unaffordable housing. The stock market is crashing. The cryptocurrencies are crashing. We have war in Ukraine. Our current government is releasing Patriot missile batteries to Ukraine. We are planning on training Ukraine soldiers here in the United States. We're sending Bradley tanks to Ukraine. This is escalating. World War III is on the horizon. In our cities, mobs are bashing, slashing, crashing, burning, and looting. There's the omnipresent spying and surveillance on we the villagers by Gates, Bezos, the UPS, the USPS, FBI, IRS, CIA, Zuckerberg, the U.S. Census, toll booths, phone companies, Netflix, and others. We have boundless and endless inflation. Fuel, grease, and engine oil are in short supply. The Internet of Things is surrounding us on all sides, top, bottom, left, and right. There's a scarcity of trained technicians, doctors, nurses, accountants, mechanics, farmers, and teachers. The 15-minute walk cities are under construction. That means you get to do everything within 15 minutes of walking in cities, but you are not allowed to escape without a permit. We have leaders who are not moral men. Excuse me, I should say that differently. We have no leaders who are moral men. We have no leaders who are moral men. What's this all about? In my opinion, the coup d'etat, the takedown of the United States of America. That's my opinion. Don't believe a word I say. It came to me in the middle of the night. Jason is engineering the broadcast at GCN, where free speech is still allowed and encouraged. SaveGCN.com. I'm Vincent Finelli. Greg Lesher's with us. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you, Vincent. Yeah, I was just reading a couple of stories this morning, too. There's over 60,000 homeless in L.A. alone. Electric Avenue, which has got the plug-in charging stations, nobody will plug their cars in because they're intimidated by the homelessness on that street. So the new mayor of L.A. has declared a state of emergency. As we speak, it's snowing outside my home right now, and I just thought I'd go out there and get a little bit of a handful of snow, and I looked at it and said, there's no snowflake structure visible. It's just a jumbled mess, so you know that it is geoengineered. What's his name? The Japanese scientist that literally proved that water has a memory and it is sensitive to music, good music, bad music, the beautiful music created the most beautiful structures in the snow, in the ice crystals, and the rock music created a jumbled mess when it was flash frozen, and that's after it had been exposed, not during. The scientist's name was Masaru Emoto. You can look him up. And water is alive. It's either beautiful or it's terrible. And looking at the snow outside my house right now, which is headed by the way, towards the Midwest and the East, it's going to be another disaster. It's snowing right now outside, and we're in an area that does not get a lot of snow or a lot of precipitation, maybe 2 inches of rain per year. So that is headed your way, so just be aware of that, Vincent, and others out there. And it's definitely, it's raining off the coast of California and on in California, so that's still headed our way. So I imagine we've got a week of rotten weather, geoengineered weather headed that direction. But there's something all of you need to expect. I was reading that there's going to be a tax hike January 1st on your power bill. So expect a significant raise in your electric bill. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
Well, the tax on the electric bill is brought to you by the current plagiarist in chief, Joe Biden, and his administration. And it's because they're raising the tax on coal and they're raising the tax on natural gas. So when the powers that be, when those who want to control our behavior attempt to do that, there are two ways they do it. One is with a carrot and the other is with a stick. or one is with the muzzle of a gun, and the other is subsidies or favors or tax deductions. So what the government does is that if they want to encourage a behavior, they will say, yeah, I'll do this, and we'll give you a tax break on that behavior. Like, we want you all to be driving these ridiculous electric vehicles with an engine that will last 7 years, meaning the battery. So there's a tax incentive for doing that. Tax deduction, tax credit. If they want to kill a behavior or stop it, they tax it. And that's what they're doing. They want to stop you from using natural gas. So the more it costs, the less you use it. It's a simple fact. It's simple economics 101. If you want to discourage behavior or extinguish it, you raise the price of it. You say, but gosh, apples are $300 a piece? I guess we're going to have to either find a substitute. We certainly aren't going to eat any more apples. I mean, that's an outrageous example, but that's what they're talking about.
That's not out of the question in the future either.
Well, and apples, Vincent, it could be unobtainium. Apples could be as rare as unobtainium.
You know how many apples were produced on my tree out here this year?
I don't know. We have a whole orchard.
In my courtyard?
Well, we got one. I'm not talking about one bushel. I'm talking about one apple. One apple.
That's more than I got off of my tree. You know, the most disturbing part about all this, the very crux of the whole thing, is our judges. We have in Arizona, you have in Arizona, for instance, in this Kerry Lake, with evidence that the Republican ballots were too big to fit in the voting machines and jam them. With this kind of evidence, the judge ruled in favor of the Democrat winner as the winner of the election, even though all these Republicans were not able to vote because their ballots were intentionally made larger than the machine could handle. That's
Greg,
why they had failures.
Greg, let me comment on this, please. I know for a fact that those kinds of things cause the input to be kicked out. Now, it used to be, back in the 1970s, I know this for a fact, in the 1970s, telephone companies used to mail out the telephone bills. And they would send an IBM Hollerith card, an 80-column punched card, with your telephone bill. And what people would do is they'd say, okay, the telephone bill is $17. And they would write out a check to the telephone company for $17. And they would mail it back with that IBM punch card. So what would happen is a clerk would physically look at the check and the punch card, and the punch card would say, Joe Doakes, $17, account number. And the clerk would look at the check, say, okay, that's the right amount, $17. It matches with the IBM card. And they would put that IBM card, when the telephone company received the payment and the payment was in full, they'd put it in a batch to be processed, and the computer would read that card as a payment in full. I know a guy or a couple of guys who would take a paper cutter and just slice off a 32nd of an inch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, this actually happened. I know for a fact that it happened. And so a couple of guys just sliced off very, very carefully the end of the IBM punch card. So it was just 1/32nd of an inch shorter. Now, a person handling it would never know that it was shorter. And when you put it in a batch, unless you shuffled the batch and made sure that all the cards lined up, you wouldn't know that that card was a little bit shorter unless you very carefully looked at it. And that caused the card to kick out. It had to be processed, reprocessed by hand. Because there was an error in the entire batch of cards. Because of this one card. These guys just wanted to see what would happen. And then they took a little farther. They took an X-Acto knife. And if you look at those IBM punch cards, look up IBM punch card on, many of you probably haven't seen them. But If you look it up and look at an image on the internet, you'll see. And then they tried something else. They took an X-Acto knife, and these IBM cards have rectangular punches in them. They start out completely punch-free, and then data is entered with punch holes in 80 columns. And so these guys just added one little tiny punch that lined up with other punches in the column, just added one little more hole, and that kicked out the batch. Isn't that amazing? Why did they do it? They wanted to see. They just wanted to see what would happen. And they found out. And I just told you. By the way, these are the kinds of things that you do not learn anywhere else. Anywhere else in radio. Greg, have you ever heard anybody talk about something like that?
No, I haven't. But
It's all true.
Yeah, it's there's no coming back from this. I mean, when we've lost our judges, you know, what can we expect? I'll tell you what we can expect. We can expect civil war, anarchy, and world war. And that's the direction that we're headed.
I think that's kind of what I said. I think we are
exactly what
when I said when I okay. So Craig, do you have any comments about that little opening monologue?
You are right down the line on everything. I don't disagree with it all. Any of it. I just listened to a little leak from an FDIC meeting saying that the general public would panic if they. You know, it's on a need-to-know basis that, you know, they have confidence in their bank. Well, if you have confidence in your bank, you're in for a real surprise in the future here. Very short future.
Well, that's what our economy is based on. My dad told me many, many years ago, like in the 70s when I was studying economics and finance, he said, Vinny, our economy is based on the full faith and credit of the United States government. And what he meant was if you believe a dollar is worth a dollar, then it's worth a dollar. But if you don't believe it, it's not worth a dollar. It's worth something different. Could be more, hardly likely though, generally less. And that's what's happening. That's what inflation is. Inflation is we don't believe a dollar's worth a dollar. And we keep thinking it's worth less and less and less and less and less. And since about 1913, a dollar has lost probably 99% of its purchasing power. That'd be my educated guess. 99% less purchasing power. And so it's gotten less during the last regime. We believe that our dollar's worth less. Now, how do we prove this? Because it costs more of them to buy the same stuff that we used to buy. That means it's worth less. If it costs $2...
I've got to add a correction on that. We're going to call it the note. Because in reality, a $20 gold piece, we're talking real money.
That's a dollar. That's $20. Well, a dollar is a unit of measure.
Well, yes.
Like a quart.
You'll see when we get back to the break, I'll explain this. There's a lot of patriot mythology out there, and we got to clear this up.
Okay. Well, class, a quart is a unit of measure. So is a mile. So is a dollar. But a Federal Reserve note is not
money.
First,
we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Southern California Sheriff Deputy Isaiah Cordero was shot and killed during a traffic stop Thursday by a man with a violent criminal history since 2000. The suspect later died in a shootout on I-15 in Norco, California. The suspect was 44-year-old William Shea McKay of San Bernardino County. President Biden on Thursday signed the $1.66 trillion funding bill to keep the U.S. government running through September of 2023. Biden signed the bill, which passed Congress last week, while vacationing in St. Croix. Japan adopted a plan on Thursday to extend the life of nuclear reactors, replacing the old and even building new reactors. Rising energy prices and pressure to reduce carbon emissions has Japanese leaders choosing nuclear energy. This is a major policy change since the Fukushima nuclear disaster from 2011. Lance Fry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my. When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, when Greg is done with this talking, this discussion about what money is, we will be going into a probably never before discussed on radio class with lessons about electricity, something that you've probably never heard about, something that hardly anybody does. I don't think even many electricians know how to do this. So we're going to teach you how to do that in just a couple minutes. So but that, what does that mean? That means no calls today. We're not going to have time to take calls. No calls today, please. Thank you. Greg, back to you.
Okay. Now, what I was getting to is a $20 gold piece. You know, we got silver dollars, gold, and gold dollars. These are dollars. They're not notes. back in the 1800s would buy you a $20 gold piece, would buy you the finest suit, top hat, you could purchase. Today, that $20 gold piece will do the exact same thing. It's not the dollar that is collapsing. It's the Federal Reserve note, and I call them ferns, the Federal Reserve note, the notes that the confidence is lost in. Is there anybody that thinks that they can take this note? And according to the law of notes, a note can do no more or less than it says on its face. That means that this note from the Federal Reserve is issued as a note for one United States dollar. And that United States dollar, according to Congress, is one troy ounce of silver minted by the United States Mint under the Act of Congress. That is a dollar. They have not lost their value. Of course, the value of the metal has been suppressed to keep confidence in the note going. And, the Federal Reserve note, the Federal Reserve won't go in. You can't cash it in for the dollars that it says. But is it possible if they say that you owe a certain amount of dollars that you can take those notes and redeem them for value in that debt? Yeah, it is possible, and it's got to be done correctly. But anyway, so it's the confidence in the note that is collapsing. I have tried to keep the word money out of that conversation because I don't have any money in my pocket. I don't know about you, but I do have these notes. So yeah, it's the confidence that's collapsing in the note. So let's get back, let's get on to the subject of what I call electrical mapping of the home. I brought that up yesterday where I took, I noticed I had some problems with my electrical system because I'd be, see the lights dim when something kicked on. So I went into what I call electrical mapping. That is where I flipped the breaker off in the breaker box. And I went through with the tester and found out exactly what outlets were associated with that breaker and mapped that out. And I've got a little pamphlet, a little folder that has the electrical map that I created of all the circuits and how much the breakers can hold. And I use that accordingly to not overload my electrical system. And it's helped out greatly, and it's been a real positive because I've seen things in people's homes where I touched somebody's windowsill and got shocked by 110. I've seen, you just don't know when somebody builds something what they've done, so I suggest everybody map their house out and learn a little bit about electricity and how much each leg can handle, and don't overload it, because the downside of overloading is electrical fire, meltdown. Back to you, Vince.
Greg, I just want to just go back a little bit. When you're talking about the $20 gold piece, you're absolutely right. So I have in my hands a copy of the Sears Roebuck and Company catalog from 1908. And on page 1068, it shows that you can buy a suit, actually a tuxedo, a very, very fine tuxedo, complete, for exactly the price of $20. You could buy, if you didn't want a tuxedo and you wanted something less than a tuxedo, you could buy an entire suit, which would be pants and the coat, for $10.43, $11.98 if you want a different fabric, $14.26, $14.94, depending on what you want. So you could, if you wanted, even buy a suit for $9.87. And I'm not talking about a junky suit. I'm talking about a suit. A nice one. So what Greg said is absolutely positively correct. I'm looking at the catalog from 1908. Absolutely true. And one other thing. Inflation is man-made. And there are people who are in the financial industry who will tell you, well, it's a cycle. It's a cycle because more currencies put into circulation and people go, oh my gosh, these things are worth less and less and less. So it costs more ferns, as Greg mentioned, or frauds, Federal Reserve Accounting Unit dollars, as I call them, to buy those things. Bottom line is you get less over time, less and less and less. You know, my parents built a brand new house around 1950, brand new. The house, the land, the driveway, the windows, the siding, the floors, the doors, the roof, the whole house with a stone front, three bedrooms, living room, kitchen, dining room, den, if you will, you know, like a little office or study. On the East Coast, $17,000. Brand new. And I looked it up because I wanted to go visit it, you know, if I ever go back to the East Coast. I wanted to see, so what's the old place look like? On a third of an acre. The house was raised, bulldozed, torn down, and in its place was the cost of the replacement house recently, you know, within the last 10 years, is over $500,000. Now, how did they put a $500,000 house on top of the place where there was a $17,000 house from 1950? Now, the 1950 house had diagonally installed decking underneath the hardwood floors. The siding was cedar shakes, cedar, not vinyl, cedar. And beneath that was diagonally applied plank boards. It was insulated. It had a heating system. It worked. It was a really nice house. $17,000. If you want to know about inflation and what the government combined with the private corporation, the Federal Reserve, has done, that's what they've done. They've taken a $17,000 house and turned it into a $500,000 house.
So bottom line, Vincent, is the dollar has not lost its value.
The not a real dollar.
Dollar. It's the note. The greenbacks, like the song that began, watch the greenbacks tumble. The notes, they're tumbling.
Yeah, watch the greenbacks tumble.
Confident of the notes.
I've heard that in the song pretty recently. Okay, so the bottom line, class, is these guys who are manipulating the economy are not doing you any favors. And people who have been taught economics and finance have been hoodwinked to think that these are cycles that are natural. These are not natural. All of this, just like the weather, is man-made. Okay, so back to what Greg was teaching. This is a really interesting thing about electricity. So, Greg, if I may, I'd like to break this down into terms that we can understand as non-electricians. Class, yeah. Have you ever been on a highway that has multiple lanes? And let's say it's two lanes, and it's like the interstate out here, Interstate 44, two lanes. And then two lanes going east, and there's a divided grass area with a cheese grater in the middle, and then two lanes going the opposite direction. Okay, so what happens when there's traffic? People change lanes. They move their vehicle to kind of balance the lanes. So there's typically about the same number of cars, trucks, in each of those lanes, right? Isn't that what happens? If you get behind a whole bunch of cars and there's no cars in the other lane, don't you change lanes? Of course you do. Unless your load is such that you can't keep up the speed of the other lane. But under normal circumstances, people in traffic, change lanes to get to balance the load of what the highway will carry. I hope I made that kind of clear. Now, that is, think of that as the electricity in your panel. There are two lanes. And one's called L1 and the other's called L2. Line 1 and line 2. And it's just like two highway lanes. Now, that's where your circuit breakers are. There's two lanes, believe it or not. But instead of, if you look at your breakers, your electrical circuit breakers, you'll see some are on the left side and some are on the right side of the center of the panel. But the lanes don't go that way. The lanes actually run horizontally rather than vertically. So if you count the circuit breakers and you start with the bottom and you say that's number one, and then you count the next circuit breaker going up, that's number two and three and four and five. So you'll have an even number and an odd number. So 1, 3, 5, 7, that's all one lane. And then the even number 2, 4, 6, 8, that's the other lane. Now, the idea is you want to balance, just like when you're driving, you want to balance the load so that both lanes carry the same amount of traffic. And in electricity, that would be current or watts or amperes. So those lanes are going in one direction in this analogy. With alternating current, it's not exactly right. But think of it as the current is going one direction. But there's a return path. The return path is the neutral or the common. So what you really want to do...
Which is black is balance, or red. There's white. Excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah. So the black white. The black wires are the hot L1 and L2. The white wire, you could call that the return. So you really have one return and two hot wires. So you have twice as many hot wires as return. So the idea is there's an offset because of the 60 cycle frequency. So you really want to balance the hot wires so you have the same amount going to each one.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, this is a very important concept, so balancing the load. So I'm going to try to say it very quickly and then turn the microphone over to Greg. So in our kitchen, we have a refrigerator and a freezer. And if we had one receptacle, the refrigerator is right next to the freezer. I mean, right next to it. So had I put in one receptacle, I could plug both the refrigerator and the freezer into that one receptacle on one circuit. But I wouldn't be balancing the load. So what I've done is I have a separate branch circuit for the refrigerator and a separate one for the freezer. Because they both have electric motors, and the starting current is 2 to 3 times the operating current. So in order to run the system more efficiently, as well as to have reduced voltage drop, I have them on separate circuits. And in the circuit panel, in the breaker panel, it's one above the other. So one is an even-numbered breaker, and the other is an odd-numbered breaker. And that's what you have to do. So when you balance, you don't balance your circuit breakers in your panel left and right. You balance them one on top of the other. So if you take the bottom circuit breaker, we'll call it number one, that would be one line, line one. And then the next breaker right above that is line two. And that would balance the load. So what you do is you look at your dehumidifiers, you look at your air conditioner, window air conditioners, you look at lighting that uses a lot of wattage, and you space them so that half of the load, half of the wattage, half of the current is on one line and the other is on the other line. Line one versus line two. And the way you do that is by spacing the breakers, one breaker on top of another breaker. That would be two different lines. That's how you balance it. Greg, back to you.
Yeah, in easy to understand terms, the kitchen and the bathroom, or the washroom, usually have a 4-lane highway running to them rather than a 2-lane highway because of the appliances that you put in them. And if you put a 4-lane highway running through a 2-lane traffic through a 2-lane highway, you're going to get a slowdown. You're going to get a drop in the voltage, and that's when you see things dim. So this balance can all be figured out by looking at your appliances, what kind of current they take, and matching those to your mapped out circuits to make sure that you have not overloaded those highways.
Here's a way of looking at it. Let's say you have a coffee maker on your kitchen counter and a toaster. and you use the toaster to make, let's say, 6 slices of toast, which would be an unusually high amount. But you wouldn't want to put the toaster and the coffee maker that you're going to use at the same time on the same line one or line two. You'd want one of those, the toaster, let's say, to be on line one, and you'd want the coffee maker to be on line two. That would be balancing the load. So that means that one of the breakers, let's say the toaster might be the bottom breaker in your panel, and right above it would be the coffee maker receptacle. That would be a way of balancing the load. So for example, in our garage, we have fluorescent lighting. And I don't want that to be on the same line as the kitchen lighting, because the kitchen lighting and the garage lighting might be on the same on at the same time. So I'd want to balance the load by having one on an odd number breaker and one on an even number breaker.
Okay? An example of this, of making a joke out of this, is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, where he's got this Christmas tree of plugs into one circuit. have you seen that?
And what does he do? Blow the breaker?
Oh yeah. In the movie, he shut down the whole power grid.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a stretch. But
sure.
The bottom line, class, is that if you want to do this right, you're going to look at your circuit panel and just open it up, and you're going to have to figure out what circuit breakers control what receptacles and what lighting circuits, and you need to mark them. And the way you do that is you get one of those little circuit testers with the three neon lights that are less than $7 that I talked about yesterday, and you plug that in, and you shut off the circuit breakers until you find out which one controls that receptacle that you just shut off the breaker for. And then you mark it. And, you know, I've gone so far, believe it or else, I've gone so far as to take a very fine point Sharpie marker and mark the actual switch plate or the receptacle cover plate very, very small, so I know what the circuit is. Because if I had a problem, I could say, well, this says K3, so that's kitchen receptacle on circuit number 3, and I can go to the breaker panel and look for the label that says K3, shut off that breaker, and I know that I've actually shut off the electricity to that circuit. Now, some people would say, no, that's gauche. That's ugly. I don't really care about that. I don't care about what most people think. I really don't. I only care about what intelligent people think. So if Greg came over to our house and he saw this little tiny numbering system and circuit identification system on our switch place, Greg, what would you say? What would you say if you saw...
I'd say you're on top of things.
There you have it. So I don't care what the GDP thinks, because that's the GDP. They're not too smart. But I do care about what Greg and Kyle and, you know, our instructors think, because they're really smart. That's why they're your instructors. Greg, thank you so much. So, class, look up load balancing, electrical circuit load balancing, and you'll learn more about it. It's an important topic.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.